The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Now, we are going to look at the weather and what the weather has in store for us over the coming days. We're hearing about this Arctic blast that will hit Ireland. As Met Éireann has issued multiple snow and ice weather warnings lasting right into next week. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather is on the line to talk us through what the situation is like this morning. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Claire.
Tell us what it's like where you are. What are people waking up to this morning? Or is this Arctic blast that we're hearing about really only likely to hit in later?
No, it is frosty here in Carlow, and it's frosty in many areas this morning. Temperatures are down to as low as -4 degrees in some areas, but it is up to 4 degrees in the south, and the weather is not doing dry January because the rain has arrived into Cork and Kerry. And that rain then will proceed to move up through the southern parts of the country through this afternoon and meet that cold air. So I suppose there's a lot of weather warnings. I won't go through them all, Claire, but just maybe to let people know that in the last hour and a half, Waterford was upgraded to an orange warning for rain and snow. And a lot of rain is going to fall in the south. So Cork, Kerry and Waterford are going to see a very heavy rainfall over the next 36 hours, but it will transition to snow in some parts. And then there's a number of other counties that have a snow ice orange warning, with significant accumulations of snow likely, and then yellow warnings pretty much everywhere else in the Republic of Ireland. So there's a number of warnings there. And the biggest issue is going to be that rain turning to sleet and snow over the next 36 hours.
Okay, so people should expect rain first, and then when that hits the Arctic blast, that will likely fall as snow later on. And it could be up to 10 centimetres in some places. Is that right, Alan?
Yes, it will be. It will start off as rain in some parts. As it moves north, it will kind of start as even sleet and snow, mm-hmm. but it'll mix between, it'll kind of switch between the three, rain, sleet and snow. As the system pulls away later tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon, it'll start to turn back to snow in the parts of the south and the east that haven't had snow yet. So it is going to be a change in situation. Okay. And if you're driving across the country, you are going to come across different scenarios. Yeah. And over 10 centimetres actually on high ground, we could be looking at 20 to 30 centimetres on high ground.
Oh, that'll be incredible. I mean, if we're talking about the schools being back and, you know, how transport will function in all of this, it looks like we could be really facing into something quite challenging over the coming days. And it's not going to be a 1 or 2 day event, is it, Alan?
No, and that's the biggest issue really in terms of next week. So regardless of what falls in your area tomorrow and Sunday, it's then going to freeze Sunday night and it's going to stay cold right through the working week up until Friday. Now, it is actually going to get progressively colder and there's a risk of fog developing as well, which is freezing fog. So we are looking at temperatures possibly getting down to as low as minus 10 degrees over snowfields where the snow is lying. But like some of the weather models, the one that Met Éireann uses for this range on Wednesday is showing temperatures of -3 and -4 degrees in the middle of the afternoon on Wednesday. So you're looking at very little thaw. So ice is going to be probably the biggest problem. In terms of snow, yes, it will be an issue for some, but ice is going to be a problem for most.
Because if those cold temperatures maintain at ground level, you won't see any thawing out of snow or ice on the ground. Remind us of the affected counties. Is it a country divided here, Alan, in terms of what maybe the capital may face compared to where you are, Carlow, Kilkenny and elsewhere in southern Munster?
Yeah, so if you draw a line from Galway to Dublin, pretty much below that is going to see the worst of it. So the orange snow ice warning is for Carlow, Kilkenny, Laois, Offaly, Wicklow, Clare, Limerick and Tipperary. And then it's orange rain and snow for Cork, Kerry and Waterford. So the only county, I suppose, below that that's yellow is Wexford. But it still has a rain and snow warning for yellow because Wexford is just going to be the warmest of the year will be in the southeast for the longest. But as I say, on Sunday, tomorrow afternoon and evening, it could even turn to snow in Wexford as the system pulls away.
All right. Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather, as always, thank you for bringing us up to date on the weather. We do appreciate it. And stay safe and stay warm down where you are and to everyone else across the country. You know, hunker down over the next few days and mind yourselves.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.